This is Radio X.
Listen Again is powered by the ultimate driving machine, BMW.
BMW.
Diplomatic and military sales for Belgium and Luxembourg.
Radio X.
You're with Kate Havlik. I'm in the Roma Theatre in Bogenhout, just outside Antwerp. And today I'm afforded a very nice possibility to talk with China Forbes, who's from the band Pink Martini. And they are on this amazing, huge tour across Europe. Tonight is their last night in Europe, but don't worry, they are coming back. I know they've got dates in Paris, for example, coming up next year. So, China, hi, very nice to meet you. Welcome to Belgium on this lovely rainy day.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a great pleasure. So tell me, Pink Martini, who are you? What are you? How did it start? How long have you been going?
Actually, this is the 20th anniversary of my first appearance with Pink Martini. It started as a smaller group, but probably five or six members. Thomas Lauderdale, the pianist, started it in Portland, Oregon, and he and I had gone to Harvard together. And when he fired the original singer, he called me in New York and asked me to come to Portland, which is 3,000 miles away, and sing for the weekend. So I did, and that was the 20 years ago I was referring to. And then it was so infectious, I just kind of couldn't get it out of my system. I kept coming back, and now here I am, still in the band 20 years. The band has grown to include more musicians. It's a sort of a mini orchestra now.
Yeah, because it's quite unique like that. There are how many permanent members of the band that you're touring with?
About 10 to 12.
I mean, that's quite phenomenal. I mean, you get, you know, four-man, five-man bands, but this is really proper. And what kind of music genre would you say? Because
really
you cover
hard.
A lot.
Yeah, it's hard to define. I mean, the other day at Starbucks in Düsseldorf, somebody asked me that, and I just said it's eclectic. And it's like there's so much variety that it's impossible to categorize it. But, it's music from all different eras, all different countries, multilingual, beautiful melodies, symphonic, sort of orchestral, and French cabaret, and as they say, Japanese film noir. These are the things that people have said about the band over the years.
I mean, if I understand correctly, when Thomas started the band way back in 94,
yes.
He was actually in politics, and he would go to a lot of fundraisers around Portland, and he sort of was like, whenever he was out of way, he would go, the music's not good.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually his motivating start to why to get a band together, to actually have better music at these fundraisers. And my understanding is that Pink Martini is still very involved in grassroots campaigns.
Yes, I mean, Thomas, it was like the ultimate DIY. It's like, there is no good music around, so I'll just create some, you know? And he did, and, you know, he's always, we joke that he's going to run for mayor someday. But we definitely have the opportunity to support political causes with our music, and that's been really great to just feel like we contribute in that way to directing people's attention towards issues that we believe in. And we've always done that.
And so in your band, you're 12 people, 10 people. What kind of range of nationalities do you have within the band itself?
It started out all Americans. And we had a drummer who was Peruvian-American, and I'm half African American and half French, Scottish, English, and Thomas is half Asian of some kind. Now we have some newer members. Anthony Jones is African American, he's on the drums. But then we have the horn section on this tour is Greek and Bulgarian.
That's what I was going to say. I knew there had to be some Greek because, from what I understand, you sang in Greek last night for the first time, or maybe not
no.
the first time in Dusseldorf. There was some.
I sang with. I've been. That Greek song is on our first album, so that's been out since 1996. But I sang with our trombone player for the second time.
Who's a Greek guy. Okay,
yeah.
So it really is. As I saw in an article, you are or the United Nations of the music world. I mean, you should replace the United Nations as far as I'm concerned, and go out there and bring world peace. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
I'll do it. I'm up to the task.
I think probably, I really think that Pink Martini would do a great job of that, representing all corners of the world, bringing beautiful music.
Yeah. It is cool. I mean, people always ask me, like, what is music to you, or what is your spirituality? And I always say that music is like my religion, because I'm not religious, but I feel so spiritual when I'm singing. And then I'm always struck by how amazing it is that people buy a ticket and come to a big room to be all together watching live music happen. It's like this amazing spiritual connection between everybody. And it is like going to church.
With Pink Martini, do you write your own stuff, or is it, do you take music from other places, or is it a bit of a mix?
It's a mix. I mean, the band started completely taking music from other places, and then Thomas and I started writing together when I came into the band, and because I've always written songs since I was a teenager. So, and we wrote a lot of the songs, like Je ne veux pas travailler, and Lily, and Aspettami, and Let's Never Stop Falling in Love, and Hang on Little Tomato. So those are all originals. And Hey Eugene, you know. So we kind of had like a big writing phase, and then lately it's been more about the covers again.
And on this particular tour, I mean, this is tonight your last European date. You go back to the States tomorrow, which I'm sure you must all be really, really excited about, getting back to family and friends and, you know, American produce as opposed to raw meat that us Belgians love, you know. And we call it American. I don't know if you've been offered it, but... How many countries have you been in on this tour in total?
I haven't counted. Okay, so we've been in Germany, Turkey, Bulgaria, Poland, Romania, Hungary, Belgium, Holland, and France.
Yes. You must also be looking forward to your last show here in Belgium. I'm really excited to see you guys live and playing. And so I'm imagining that you must have plenty to do, that you've got sound checks.
Yeah, we have sound check. And
just general, get yourself into... Mm-hmm. Do you have a persona when you sing?
Like Sasha Fierce?
No. No. No, you are just you.
You do, pretty much love doing it.
Yes, okay.
I mean, I think, you know, a long time ago I saw a therapist and for this issue, which was like how... I'm so uninspired to sing the same songs over and over again, and what am I going to do? This was many years ago, like probably 1999 or something. And she was like, you need to create an atmosphere for yourself, you know, just like imagine the atmosphere that gets you in the mood to do this. And it's sort of like creating a persona, but I don't actually change persona. I just... change the atmosphere.
And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.